You're listening to The Building Code. I'm Tom Houghton.
I'm Paul Wirth.
Thanks for tuning in this time for another of our talks live from the International Builders Show.
So far, so good.
Fantastic content.
You can tell with the background noise, there's a lot of buzz at the booth.
There's a lot of buzz. Yeah. A lot going on there.
We fought through it and had some great guests.
That's right. Matt from Emergent Group stopped by and chatted about kind of systems in their business. Also kind of gave
all
us...
All of their businesses.
Yeah, they've got quite a few different aspects to their business there. Mm-hmm. So, and then we talked a lot about Instagram.
Another guy who has a really good Instagram following understands the power of marketing through Instagram.
Yeah. Stay tuned for his comment on leads. Right. I mean, it will shock you.
I was going to say it, but you teased it. Well,
exactly.
Now they're going
to
listen.
Exactly. You gotta get the payoff. You gotta listen to the episode.
You're a professional.
Well, I try.
He's out at Indianapolis. They've been in business since the downturn. Another downturn story.
Yeah.
He worked for a production builder, understood the benefit of processes and systems on a big company, and then he took that to his own business.
Yeah. Don't give it all away.
I'm doing it again.
Don't give it away.
I'll let Matt tell it.
Yeah, exactly. So listen now to our conversation with Matt from Emergent Group. Okay, we're joined here with Matt Troyer of Emergent Group. Hi, Matt.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Hello, Matt.
Stopping by the booth here at the International Builder Show. Matt, you joined Builder Trend, I think about 2 years ago, was it?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. We were trying to figure out the date, but at least 2 years ago. So.
Good. And what was that experience like finding Builder Trend? And
It was great. I think for us, we drug our feet a little bit of like understanding the numbers of it. And I think we started out at the entry level, whatever it was, like the pay per job kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And wasn't long before we saw value in it and ramped up to the unlimited and do a ton of jobs through it now. So.
Yeah. Tell your story. So like, what were some of the things you were finding in your business challenges or, cause everybody comes for different reasons, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, there's a general reason, like, there's got to be an easier way to do this or a better way.
Yep.
But like what specifically were kind of the triggers for you?
I mean, we had all the similar systems in place with like, but it was spreadsheets. It was, you know, email communication. It was a lot of back and forth. Mm-hmm. QuickBooks. So the same data is still in QuickBooks, but to view the job pricing and that kind of thing, it's so much easier in Builder Trend than us to go to QuickBooks. So for us, it was just kind of pulling together all the systems we've already had that were harder to update regularly and give allowances to customers like on a weekly basis and give them a snapshot of where their job stood at a moment's notice. Yeah. And to kind of pull all those pieces into one platform for us was just an easy transition. So
that's a common one. I mean, honestly, if you're running a business the right way, mm-hmm. without a platform like this, then you've got 8 processes, 8 different places.
Yep.
Not all joined.
Yep.
And so I think that's really the common thread typically.
I think we also saw that the scale was there. Like we knew we'd hit a limit with our paper, like manual, it's not, wasn't paper, but like manual systems.
Sure.
And it was like, you know, the goal is to grow. So like it wasn't scalable that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point. Cause a lot of people's goals are different. Not everybody wants to grow.
Nope.
A lot of people love if they could just sit in a pocket of like 8 or 9 mm-hmm. high end where I'm coupled with, and systems can get you there too, but
yep.
growth is a big trigger.
Yeah. So we're a little bit diverse. We're a general contractor builder, but we also do buy and sell real estate, rental properties as well.
Oh, right on.
So we set up our own rental properties as a job in Builder Trend, and then it links to a different company in QuickBooks. And then that way we can manage our rental properties, the finances of that for maintenance and all that through Builder Trend separate of the construction project. So
that makes sense. That's cool. Tell us about if we had to ask, what's your company profile? Like, size, number of employees, what do you do? What's your wheelhouse?
Yep. So we've been floating around between 10 and 15 employees for the last few years. We started in 2007, kind of ramped up really full time in 2012. So we've been at it for, you know, about 6 or 7 years now, full time.
Nice.
And we're kind of a mix of, I'd say half of our work is client facing remodels, new construction stuff. And then the other half is our own real estate or work for investors and that kind of thing. So, mm-hmm. And that's kind of been our stock portfolio to ride the waves of hopefully become a little bit recession proof, and not be stuck in one niche market that that things could change. So
yeah, not be totally controlled by the market ups and downs.
Yep, absolutely.
Do you plug in your investors to the system so they can kind of see what's going on?
We don't on that side.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely open to like creative ways to use the tools. Like we've, like I said, for our property management stuff for ours, like we use that. We've thought about putting our tenants in there as
yeah.
the client and
yeah.
they can do warranty requests or maintenance requests yep. through there as well. That's
we smart. Have people do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think yeah. that's probably the next step. We're kind of going through all those businesses and streamlining it. So we're a group of like 5 companies with the real estate holdings and the properties and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That's the Emergent Group, because Emergent Construction is the workforce.
You. Right.
And the rest of it is the properties.
Is it just you, or you have business partners?
I have one business partner. So.
Yeah. How'd that come about?
So we were both in production home building. So I worked for a production home builder.
So you guys knew each other just outside or through the industry?
Yeah. So through there. And then we kind of went, we actually bought our first rental property that we were planning on flipping back in 2007, I think it was. And it was right when the market turned. So then we ended up
tough
keeping.
Year.
Yeah. So it was a terrible year to start in that business. Yeah. And
same with us. We're 2006.
Yeah.
Smart guys.
Yep. Hey, the good news is we've seen a little bit of the down. Yeah. We're on the uphill. So.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
But yeah, that's kind of our goals, have become, like I said, recession proof, because we've seen a little bit of that.
Yeah.
We don't want to have to go through that again. So
absolutely.
But we did that. So then we ended up turning those three properties into rental properties, which you still have. I have the same tenant in the first house we bought in 2007.
Wow.
She's lived there for 12 years now.
That's so huge. It's huge.
So we've joked that we'll just give her the deed when she pays it, when we pay it off. So.
Yeah, there you go.
But so we did that, and then kind of went different ways. He was in some sales, and I went to do some commercial framing and drywall, manage a company there, decided we wanted to kind of go at it full time. And it's a long story short, but I was essentially fired from my job for a conflict, because I was doing other work with my houses on the side.
Right.
And it wasn't a true conflict of the business, but he didn't see it that way. And but looking back now, I'm super grateful that he kind of kicked me in the butt, that it was what I needed to do it, because maybe I would never have gone full time.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, two kids at home and terrifying, but it was, came home and went after it, and went from, you know, $200,000 a year to 1.2 the first year. So it was just kind of a quick jump, and it just dedicating full time to it. So
I mean, I think everybody should respect that leap. That's crazy to do.
It's tough.
To start your own business. And that's one thing everybody who uses Build a Trend, obviously the owners, they probably all have that story one way or another, right?
Yep.
That's crazy. Congrats, man.
And for me, it's a kind of an okay story, but it's like, it wasn't my doing to do it. Still didn't have the confidence, but I had to figure it out. I was forced to do it, which was still what I needed, because that decision is so hard. So.
I don't know that. Yeah, it's probably more common than you think, though, too.
Yeah.
Two kids?
Two then, have three now, so three boys.
Boy.
So.
Busy
guy.
That's risky.
We're building our workforce to take over the empire. So
you gotta get your exit now, right?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The oldest is 10, or he'll be 10 this summer. So he's we'll see. I started when I was 12 for my dad, framing and picking up trash and all that. So it's good exposure. So.
Good. Get him out there.
Yep. Yeah. It's good for him. Yeah. Let's talk about you've got a pretty sizable Instagram following.
Yeah.
Inquiring minds want to know. What's going on there? You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, it's been great. Now, there's been a lot of meetups here. You guys have had a lot of a lot of big time Instagram players here at the booth.
And
it's been a great network for us. I was at IBS last year down in Orlando, and I talked to your team as well there too. And just the meetups and the social get-togethers and connecting with other builders and people that are doing the same things we're doing. And they're just, we can get together and talk about stuff because we're not competitors in our local market.
Right.
And we've had some really great open sharing between guys across the country that have been really helpful. And
that's interesting. I never thought about it like that. I thought it was always like, hey, I want to build my social media following so I can get more leads or more exposure.
It definitely does both. And I think it's how you use it. So I would attest that we're just shy of 5,000. We're getting close to 5,000 followers, which is getting up there, and it's been great. And I've noticed how that gives us a little bit new respect with our clients that we meet, that they kind of see that as like, oh wow, like these are, they've got a little bit of a presence here, and maybe that, helps kind of push people over the edge to go
for
with us.
Sure.
And then we're probably, I'd say at least 50% of our clients come from Instagram. So
wow.
All of our retail, like a lot of our retail businesses from that.
And when did you really start ramping up Instagram?
I've been doing it for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, but I'd say in the last, we've probably doubled our following in the last year. So it's definitely helped connecting with a lot of the other presence of guys.
And that's now 50% of your leads?
Yeah, I'd say at least. And so
that's basically organic. You're not paying, right?
Don't pay, We'll do every now and then we'll boost
a little bit. Let's rewind that for all the listeners and who's got their own business out there.
You don't have to pay for that marketing.
Holy moly, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Well, you got two more followers today, I bet.
Yeah.
Are you doing it?
Well,
are you smashing the follow button right now?
Of course I am. I'm going to smash it. I mean, like, there's some really good pictures on here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Some great photos.
I mean, it's great to see kind of like what you're doing. You can see your work. And just see what else is out there. So if you're not following them, make sure you follow. It's Emergent Indie, but it looks like Emergenty.
Yep, sure Emergent Indie,
Emergent.
Thought about putting a space in there, a hyphen, maybe we should, but it's...
This is better.
Yep.
This is better.
Tom's an expert.
It's in the show notes, so if you don't have any idea what we're talking about, check out the show notes, and you can find a link to follow Emergent Indie.
Yep.
on Instagram and be a part of their success there. Let's talk about your usage of Builder Trend. What's your number one go-to feature that you're like, this feature is my favorite feature, or give you an option here, or it's the one that's been the best for you, like for your company?
That's a tough question.
Keep it simple, Tom.
I'm a business owner, so the numbers for me is super important.
Yeah.
So the clarity of those is that's my go-to of like, we got to have that right. But, and I think a lot of the struggle for us is to get our guys to understand the new expected feature, to know where, because you can make game time decisions with your budget. So you can load the budget, you can load your POs and your costs and expenses, but to understand that new expected, it's your projected number of the job and how it's going to end up, to get those things weekly updated to know that, because then you can make a game time decision of, hey, we blew the budget on framing. We're talking fixed cost jobs here. Hey, we got to make up some money, so let's get creative on not cutting corners, but like knowing that you're a little more budget conscious as you're making decisions to buy the rest of the job out.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, you're just not setting it, hoping, praying, and then seeing what happens.
Put your thumb to the wind and hope it sorts itself out.
That new expected came from a ton of feedback from our clients.
Yep.
And it's just it's a little drop down. It's like a new view.
Yep.
It's cool.
It's been a great feature for us. If we get I tell people all the time that data is all what we put in, so we got to manage it right.
Yeah, there's still that aspect of it for sure.
Yeah.
Cool.
How big is your crew that you've got?
So we're 12. We have I'd say five in like the office management level.
Okay.
And then there's we have six guys in the field, like carpenters. So our guys that we employ in the field are carpenters. So mostly on the finished carpentry side, but a lot of it is we'll do a little bit of framing and demo work, that kind of rough carpentry on smaller jobs. And then just having our guys, the presence to like the fit and finish of the job has been really, really valuable for us, because that to close out a job is so hard. And like if you're doing that all with subcontractors, it's just tough to buy those contracts out to get the little stuff done. So, and to be able to make we can jump when we need to jump and send the whole crew and knock something out if we need to. So,
yeah, exactly.
It's been good. And then having vans in the neighborhood is nice, because we have, we do a lot of work in like a 5 or 10 mile radius, and we have four fleet vans. But people are like, man, we see your vans everywhere. Like, you must have a bunch of them. Like, no, we're just in the same neighborhood all the time. It's good. So it's great exposure.
That's another pro tip. Just stick in one neighborhood, drive around in circles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just pay. Yeah. Once your oldest becomes 16,
boom,
you got a new job for him.
Find out where you want to work and drive up and down the street.
Drive up and down the whole time. Really slow. Then it becomes creepy. Stick to the speed limit.
Then you're on next door. this van.
Well, we purposely wrapped our vans matte gray, like dark, almost black, like charcoal, like matte gray, because the creepy white van.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks of it. It looks a little better to be a different color.
Smart marketing.
Another pro tip there. Yeah.
Do you have a marketing team, or how do you do that?
We don't. I have my brother-in-law has helped. My brother and then my brother-in-law are both graphic designers, and they've helped with our branding side of things. And then I pretty much run point on all of our marketing myself. So as far as social media and like marketing decisions. So
these Instagram photos are your photos.
Yeah, I run the count. Yeah.
I threw him with a big softball there.
Yep. You did.
I knocked it
out of the park.
I didn't know that. So it's impressive.
Yeah, thank you.
Honestly, it's a big part of the business, right?
Yep, it's a huge part. And I guess we do, the marketing we pay for is good photography. So I have two good photographers that we work with, and good photos are what is going to make you crush it online. Like if iPhone photos are great for some of the stuff, but like get a good camera and get a good photographer, lighting on finished products to get, that's going to help big time. So
have your network on Instagram helped you learn it? Like, hey, this is how you do this. This is how you do that.
Definitely,
like the guys you follow.
Yeah,
and all that.
Yeah, because everybody's got Instagram crushes. So it's like, you see guys that are just doing amazing stuff.
Yeah,
like I see guys that do stuff that's way cooler than we do. Like we're definitely not doing the highest end cool stuff out there, but like, it's motivation, and it's also keeps you in check of like, if you're posting something and it's not right, somebody's gonna call you out on it.
Yeah,
I didn't think about that.
It's a reality check.
That's scary.
Well, one example I had was we use RAM board floor protection on our job sites for older houses and stuff, and or for any demo. And I posted something about how we're doing this to protect this tile, and we got a client that wrote us like, you didn't do that on our job.
Oh,
that hurts. Like, you're right. That needs to become a standard in our playbook. Like, this is what we do every job, is this prep work and that kind of,
wow.
It keeps you in check.
So. Yeah.
Didn't think about that.
You kind of talk about those checklists and adding to those in the program. Obviously you can set those up and just adding to that like pre-flight checklist. Idea.
A lot of people, they'll phase out the job with checklists, right? So and that's a great example. So this isn't the exact correlation, but like end of framing. Before we move on from framing, we're going to do these 10 items. And then the next job you do, you might want to add your 11th, because you figured, let's do this too.
That's a good idea.
And there's like a recurring and you just place it in his shop. So
the templates are definitely something I need to spend more time on.
Yeah.
It would speed up all that process so much.
Templates are huge.
The Builder Trend Coach. We were just talking about Dolan, right?
Yep.
Dolan. You and Dolan
taking
in an hour.
Care of us.
That's right.
Yep.
So are you coming to Builder Trend University? We talked about that.
I am, yeah. Some format, whether it's on site or bring you guys to us and show you a good time in Indy. So if you've never been to Indy 500, like you should come late May. We could do that.
Is that just set the whole city on fire?
Greatest racing spectacle in the world. I mean, it's 200,000 people that come on one race day for.
I've always wanted to ask this. What if I don't not like racing, but like not interested? Yep. Still fun though.
I'm not a huge race fan either, but like that event is just magical. Like I mean, there's just so many people there, and there's so much history behind it. Like it's a blast of a day.
Sold.
You can feel the buzz.
Oh yeah.
Kind of like the buzz here.
The buzz in the booth.
You can hear the buzz.
The buzz.
And like,
of
I mean,
the
there's
booth.
A ton of people here at the show, the Builder Show here. How many years have you been?
Actually, last year in Orlando was my first one. So.
Oh yeah.
And it was.
Thoughts.
It's been great.
I mean,
you see cool products. You see stuff. I prefer this over a lot of other shows because you're seeing the latest and greatest and cool stuff and all the facets of our market. But and then really, I'd say half of it too is just to connect with everybody. It's connected with Instagram people,
mm-hmm.
so it's become like an Instagram family of everybody that we all meet up, you know, a lot.
Right.
So.
For those who have never been, it is huge.
Yeah.
So there's three halls.
Square feet. I think a million square.
Million
feet.
Square feet. There's three halls. I don't know how many vendors. Hundreds.
Yeah, and I heard
you
last
couldn't
night
walk.
Over 100,000 people.
100,000 people.
Yeah.
If you wanted to walk every aisle and get your eyeballs on every booth, you couldn't do it. You couldn't do it in
not
3 days.
Not in 3 days, no.
People seek us out. It's great.
Yeah.
Come to the big shiny ones with the big RV.
Big RV, yeah.
The big RV is wrapped with the new logo. It is the talk of the South Hall.
It's true.
I hope.
It's one of the largest things in the South Hall.
That's right. Yep.
Taking up the most floor space up here.
It was a strange journey to get it from Omaha to Las Vegas, let me tell you.
But on the positive side, we made it.
We're here.
We made it.
We made it.
It's always the result, right?
Yeah.
The end result.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I tell my customers that all the time. The struggle of a remodel is painful.
Yeah.
I hope you like us in the end. You're probably not going to like us the entire way through.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's the end result that hopefully something we can all be happy about.
Ups, so. That's good.
Ups, downs.
Yep.
What have yous.
It's an emotional experience.
Stay with it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I want to jump back to the Instagram thing really quick, just because I think some builders see social media like that as like a waste of time, honestly. Yep. And I mean, just hearing that you got 50% of your leads probably from Instagram alone, and that's the only platform you're really focusing on. I mean, I'm sure you probably have a Facebook page.
Yep.
You know, but you're really putting all your chips in the Instagram market.
I think people don't understand it.
Right.
And they're probably intimidated as well. Like they want, I think people, more and more people are going, whoa, something's happening here. Right. Like I have no idea where to start.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people want that or their goal, or they jump into like, let's hire a marketing person to do that in the account.
Yeah.
And I think what we've seen a lot of the successful people are the person at the top is the one managing the account. Cause then you get the most reality, the most like what's actually going on. You get the best pulse of the company. And it's hard cause it does take time, but it's like, you're hopefully your best salesperson, so it's
that's true,
right?
And you out there as the front for it. And, you know, I'm not on every job, so it's hard to like catch videos or posts of all the different jobs. But that's something we're kind of trying to figure out as we grow. Like, how do you do that, or how do you have the team send in photos or videos or something that we can kind of share? So we've done some of those takeovers where even our guys will take over the account for a day while they're working and stuff, which is kind of cool. So,
that makes sense.
So it's, you know, we still push that stuff to Facebook, and our website's nice and clean with a lot of the same photos. We put it on House. We've still got all those platforms, but we don't, you know, everybody asks us to pay money for advertising. It's like, I don't think you need to do that. I mean, if you're smart about what it is, you're still paying, but my marketing budget is photography.
Sure.
And then my time, like you know, it does take a big chunk of my time, but it turns out, and I think it's worth it.
So. Yeah. The return is there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think it's still an emerging sort of
that's a good
vehicle,
word.
Right?
That's a good word.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Emergent.
Emergent.
That was a subconscious thought. I have so many rare conscious thoughts that I welcome any thought.
Yeah.
I can tell you the emergent name came from the emergent, there's in the rainforest.
Oh, I was going to ask.
Yeah.
So we were looking up names years ago, like, what should we call our company? We were looking up wood, you know, all the classic, like, wood names or tree types, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
So then we came across the layers of the rainforest, and the emergent layer of the forest are the smallest or the skinniest, like, tall trees that poke through the top layer of the rainforest. And they poke out to get the most to get to the sunlight and like to thrive above the canopy. So the emergent layer was kind of that. So
it's very meta.
Yeah,
that was
That's deep.
Yeah. That's deep. Yeah. I like it.
Then people don't even think about until you explain that. So
yeah.
That's a good
story. I like
story,
it.
So.
That's a good story.
It's a cool logo. It's a cool name.
Yeah, your logo, I mean, the brand's on point. So kudos to your team.
No joke, we love having the best companies using Build a Chat. That's like a pride for us.
Yeah.
Like, we want, in Indianapolis, the best people using our system.
Yep.
Not for anything besides just, like I said, pride. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, appreciate
That's
it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Everything I've learned about marketing is go simple. Like, we keep it grand orange. Like, everything that somebody sends to me, like, the marketing-wise, like, whenever we look at it, like, no, delete all those words. Like, just go simple. Logo, couple words, keep it clean.
So, yep. Messaging is big.
Your new logo brand looks great. So that's a good move. It's a good
That's a good segue. We did have a new logo. I love it.
Yep.
It's one of those things that, like, you see the old logo, and it's only been a month or two.
A month, yeah.
I see the old logo. I'm like, ooh.
What were we thinking? Yeah. Burn them all.
Burn. Yeah. Strike that from the world.
Yeah.
Strike it.
We did.
We did.
Wrapping that RV is no fun, though. That's a big wrap.
No.
It's a big wrap.
We had a good team do it, though.
Yeah.
We had a good team do it. We have a good company in Omaha who does it, and the wrap took a little hit on the drive, but our team here did a great job cleaning the baby up. Yeah, looks good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess the only other question I had for you is, you know, those builders out in Indy that aren't using Builder Trend, why should they be, in your opinion? Like, you know, obviously you're a business owner, you've seen the growth happen, you've seen the organization. I mean, what's been big for you?
Yeah. I don't know what other platforms are out there in our market that are so specific to our industry that fit the need any better than you guys do. And it's you can use multiple systems. We still use QuickBooks because all the data pushes to QuickBooks. Like, sure. It's still for financials and all that. But there's no better specific software for what we do. And I think once we got to that point where it's, you know, we got 20, 30 jobs on there, and it's like, it's a no-brainer now. Like, that small amount of money that we put in the grand scheme of the business it would be a mistake to do anything else now.
Sure. Matt, thanks for joining us on the show today. We really appreciate you coming out and sharing what's the behind-the-scenes look at your business. Again, if you are interested, go to the show notes, check out Matt's Instagram on Instagram, the only place you're going to find it. It's exclusive content.
That is it. That's the whole point of a business, Tom.
It is.
It's on the business, Instagram.
Thanks for joining us, though. We really appreciate it. And again, we wish you all the best of success going forward in your business.
Thanks, guys.
Good times. Cheers.
We appreciate your partnership. Yeah.
Appreciate you.
Well, that was a great conversation.
That was. That was a funny ending. Now, where do you find people's Instagram feeds again?
On Instagram.
Oh, man, they're smart over there.
They are.
They figured that one out.
Again, that exclusive content only on Instagram.
Everybody should follow Build a Trend on Instagram.
They should. If you're not following Build a Trend, follow at Build a Trend on Instagram.
That's it.
Again, don't forget to check out the show notes page, buildertrend.com/podcast, to see, again, more content that's coming up, more content on what we talked about today on the show. You can see the direct link to Matt's Instagram on there.
Website, yeah.
And website, yep. Lots of good content there as well. Stay tuned for our last discussion at the International Builder Show, part 4.
Part 4 with another one of our clients.
Mm-hmm. Still coming your way, so check that out.
Right after that, we're going to be doing another live episode from
Builder Trend University,
Omaha, Nebraska.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to rate and subscribe to our podcast.
Appreciate you.